Rob, maybe we'll weather a little better this time, huh?
That lady's not here. She here?
We should have done a school thing, I didn't know where.
Respect. Be done. Thank you. What do you think?
You might recall that last week we were, began a public hearing concerning a proposed expansion of the Long Necks Sanitary Sewer District to include some properties along Route 24, the north side expansion. And during the course of that hearing, it became apparent that one of the properties that was included, I think it was a Timber Acres Mobile Home Park, that there was some question as to whether or not the owner of that property wanted her property to be included. So we did not complete the hearing. We continued it to this week, and Mr. Davis is going to give us an update on what has transpired since then. And after he does that, and any questions are answered that are put to him by members of council, we'll open it up to members of the public who may wish to be heard concerning this matter. Mr. Davis.
Thank you, Jim. Good evening, all. Let's see. At the public hearing, we heard from Mrs. English, and she seemed to have some concerns about the cost and being included in the sewer district. And we had sent her a letter that outlined the costs and what her obligations might be. And then following the public hearing on December 5th, I contacted her by telephone on, I think I ended up talking with her on December 7th. I asked her if she had any additional questions and so forth. She did at that time. She wondered if there was a traffic light coming in and whether McDonald's was still going across the street and whether Del Dot was going to take land off the frontage of her house. But at that particular time, she did not have anything specific questions related to sewer. But she did, again, express concerns at what the cost might be, the total cost for her mobile home park. She's most of her residents are on a fixed income. There are 20 tenants, 20 mobile homes in the park. I think she's told me that the rent is somewhere around $1,500 a year. And the system's connection charges alone for those 20 units at $3,078 each would be over $61,000. And then, of course, she'd have the cost of installing pipelines and so forth. At Mr. Griffin's suggestion, I passed on that she may want to discuss our letter with her attorney and help possibly get her to a point where she could make a decision whether she wanted to be in or whether she wanted to be out. I also offered to meet with her and her attorney if they desired so. And she did say that that sounded like a good idea. She called me back. We set up a meeting. And John Ashman and I met with her yesterday at the offices of Steve Ellis, her attorney at Cirkovic and Ellis. We went through the options that we saw were available to her. That included that she could ask to be excluded from the sewer district, that she could be included in the sewer district and install pipelines in her park herself, undertake that. Or at the suggestion of Mike Izzo, the county engineer, he thought that we might be able to undertake installing the pipelines in the park ourselves, possibly in conjunction with some other project in the area. But of course, the cost for doing that, because we have typically higher standards when we're going to operate the system that we put in, it would be significantly more. And John and I left the meeting. She was still there with her attorney. And then today I got a call from her attorney indicating that she wished to be included in the Long Neck Sewer District, and she has provided us with a letter to that, which I can read if you all would like, or Jim
Please
can.
Read that into the record.
It's dated December 12th, 2006. It's to Mr. Rob Davis, Senior Planner, Sussex County Engineering Department, regarding Timber Acres Mobile Home Park, Lena M. English. Dear Mr. Davis, reference our conference with my client, Lena M. English, on December 11th, 2006. Please be advised that Ms. English requests the inclusion of her property in the expansion of the Long Neck Sewer District. If you require additional information, please do not hesitate to contact me. Thank you for your assistance. Very truly yours, Circovic and Ellis, PA, Stephen P. Ellis.
We can allow a copy of that to be made part of the record. Is there anything further that you would like to bring to council's attention?
I think I might add that we've had no other comments or questions received since the public hearing.
Any questions that members of council would have regarding this property or this proposed expansion? Okay, let's see if there's anybody else here who wishes to be heard. Is there any member of the public, anyone here who wishes to be heard concerning the proposed expansion to the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, proposes to take in the property shown on the easel, the Carillion Square, the Timber Acres Mobile Home Park, the Bayside 3, and I can't read the last one.
DMR Center.
DMR Center.
And a number of additional parcels not proposed for development there.
And some vacant parcels. Anyone wish to be heard? Let the record show that no one else asked to be heard concerning this matter. We will close the public hearing.
Mr. Davis, this parcel up here, 1.43 acres, that's not included?
And that were
that parcel is already in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, and it is not currently served, but it will be served from construction that Carillion Square will do. We're going to require them to extend the pipeline to it. The property is owned by Mr. Norwood. I believe he is here this evening. He has indicated in the past that he would like to have source.
Okay, all right.
But there is the problem that they're all at the mercy of what, Carillion Square, before anybody gets any down south of that, I guess, or downwind from it.
Yeah, we talked about that
right?
last week.
Is there any way that we can require, once this gets approved and extended, so that we just don't make their properties more valuable, we get sewer to maybe Timber Acres if they need it, or whoever downs it. Is there any way we can put a time frame on construction?
I believe that Mr. Archer, Assistant County Engineer, is having some discussions with our legal department.
Because we're really not doing much if we don't force this along, because we're held hostage now by these, you know, private.
We've talked about this, trying to resolve your question, Mr. Cole, since last week, and it was my understanding. I talked to Mr. Griffin today, and we can't really require it for this project at this time, but we can look at future projects before they're actually, you know, before we get to this step in the process. And we can work out prior agreements with them in order to before they're annexed. And then
we
they
can't
can,
you're,
then
you're
we
saying
can.
We can't impose it. We don't have that ability, Jim.
Well, in the past, when we've done memorandum of understanding, those have been done before it comes up to a hearing to annex it into the district.
Okay.
There's nothing in the code that would allow us to do it, but we have done it through negotiations in the past. I mean, it may be something you would want to address through legislation, but I think this particular annexation is probably too far along for that to happen.
It hadn't been annexed yet.
Well, there the
we
county,
can, we can delay
the
we
county,
can we,
the
we,
county hasn't gone to the individuals who have asked to be included and said that we would like to negotiate terms as to time,
I don't have any problem deferring and going back, and because we haven't accepted, we haven't voted, we're still
There's been no uniformity to it. It hasn't been done in every case. It's been done in some. It's probably been done most frequently in situations where developers come in with proposals and we negotiate with them up front.
I will say that, I mean, we have made a number of requests to them as part of service to the adjoining properties. And they've been in agreement with all of those things. But this issue has never come up before and is not something
but
we
guys,
proposed
it's our sewer district. It's that we're doing it. Why can't we set the terms? Why do we have to let the developer people asking for this service?
I'm not saying you can't, but you may have to set them and then have it applied to projects that come along after you set those.
We haven't approved it. We could do it now.
Well,
you get a motion second.
Is there a...
Dale, you got to somewhere along the line, Dale, we got to start getting in control of something here.
Okay, let me be clear. Have we concluded the public hearing?
Because I guess.
This is a public hearing. Is there anyone else out here who wishes to be heard? Because there's been subsequent discussion since I opened it to public comment. Anybody else wish to be heard? Let the record show no one else asked to be recognized. Are we okay to close the record?
Yep. Yes.
Record is closed. Do you have a proposed motion, gentlemen?
You have a resolution.
Okay. Have a resolution. Read the title. A resolution to extend the boundary of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District to include lands along the north side of Route 24, being an Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware. Would include those properties that are shown on the easel.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Jones to approve the resolution just read into the record by our legal counsel, Mr. Griffin. Questions on the resolution? If not, call for the vote, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes, but somewhere along the line, gentlemen, we got to get in the driver's seat and just quit, you know, every week finding out we can't do this, we can't do that, and it's our sewer district. Good Lord.
Okay, Mr. Cole votes yes. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones? Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes. You gotta be quick, man.
You didn't want to vote? Jones, we didn't need your
Jones
vote.
Not
we didn't need your comments. We just wanted your vote.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Mr. Jones,
I'll wait for
yes.
The next one. Don't you worry.
Thought you were a citizen of Canada.
Beg your pardon?
We recorded, yes.
George, speak up. I can't hear you.
You know, if council would like us to consider this situation, we'd be glad to do that in future annexations. I mean,
It can be done as policy more than legislation?
We can certainly try working it that way and see where it goes. It has worked with the school districts. We have asked them and state lands to pay impact fees and those kind of things. Normally, they wouldn't pay them, but we have entered into memorandum of agreements with them prior to annexation, requiring them to pay them.
Sure.
And they have honored those. So we've never had anybody challenge us. But it is something we can do. If there's adjoining properties that need to receive service, we can do that.
There shouldn't be any debate about it. We should be, when they come in and ask for sewer service, these guys, they're just asking it 9 times out of 10 just to increase their property value so they can flip it. And then it keeps flipping and flipping and nothing ever gets done. And people down the line want sewer service.
One thing that maybe hasn't become apparent is that the boundary of the sewer district goes to the east of those properties out into the right-of-way, so the county could go around any of those properties up top to get to the properties below if it wanted to do that. I mean,
it's supposed we get the cost savings and all the economy of scale of tying all these others in and everything else. I don't, you know, it should be just something we should be doing, and it makes sense, and it's in the best interest of the sewer district.
Okay.
But if you guys don't get it, that's fine. We'll just move on. Unless somebody says something. Say something then.
Workshop.
Do you support it?
If you'd shut up for a minute, I might. Okay?
Come on.
I have to agree with you, Mr. Cole.
Thank you.
Is that right? I mean, but I don't think you can, in the middle of the game, you can change the gameplay. We've always done that.
I'll accept
and
that.
And how long have you been on council? And how many sewer districts have we annexed in? And how many times has it been in front of you? And you haven't done anything about it?
How many times? What have you done?
Well, I'm just asking the question. You're the one bitching down there, not me.
Wait a minute. Is there a consensus? He just asked, should we be doing it?
I told you I agreed. Don't argue with me.
Okay,
argue the point
wait,
here.
We need to give him some direction then. Mr. Archer needs direction. Is there a consensus that we start addressing this?
I think Mr. Archer agreed to that they could do that already, Mr.
He agreed that we could, but there's no direction from this council yet. You and I aren't, don't get it. We need three.
Make
is there
motion.
A third?
Make a motion.
Second. Is there a motion to support?
You make the motion.
I'll make the motion.
Finley will second the motion.
I'll make the motion. Finley, are you, wait a minute, he's having a conference here. I'll make that motion that we now try to include some kind of date specific, I guess. How would you word it, Mr. Griffin? Do you have any
earn his money.
Yeah, earn some money here, please.
You can... I'm not sure where you're trying to get to.
Well, we're trying to make sure that when they annex in, they request to be annexed into our sanitary sewer district, that we then have a time period when they have to put in the infrastructure so that the people down the line who have also, because they have requested, you know, they're dependent on that guy, first guy for the other guys. And we can't hold everybody hostage.
I think the way to approach that might be to request that the legal staff advise council and the engineering department how to go about doing that, whether you need to go back to amend an ordinance or whether you need to do it through an administrative policy directive.
That'd be fine with me. I'll make that motion that we ask the engineering department or legal staff to address this issue. Mr. Jones, you can.
I'll second that, Mr. Cole.
Make some progress here somewhere.
Mr. Baker, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that the engineering department has been very successful in working with developers and obtaining contribution towards sewer projects. The Millville project is a $33 million project. $13 million will be funded by developer contributions that help existing homes in Millville, in the Millville area. And Mr. Archett is making a presentation tomorrow to the State of Delaware Wastewater Council to explain what our engineering department has done in working with developers to attain assistance. And
okay, that's all well and good. We're now discussing trying to get a way to a method, a vehicle, or whatever you
right,
call it, to get
right.
this.
But they have been very successful in the work they've done.
Say they were.
No, you didn't. No,
going down this path. Increase or decrease their effectiveness in accomplishing that? Does it give us leverage, take away leverage?
I would have to ask Mr. Archer, but I would think it would be a case-by-case situation.
It is.
I mean, not all annexations are going to require a deadline.
Right.
I mean, some of them are it's a confined subdivision, and it doesn't affect any other adjoining properties. They'll already have service available in some other way. But in some cases like this, you know, there will be adjoining properties that are that will benefit from it, and we'll take those into account. And I think Mr. Griffin has a good idea if we have them review it for the legality issues here on making these kind of requests prior to annexation.
And it won't be in all cases, like you just said. It could some, others will be exempted from it.
Right.
Makes sense. Mr. Griffin. We don't need a motion to direct staff to have you draw up a letter. I mean, that's irrelevant.
We can do that, whether you adopt a motion or not.
Yeah, you don't need
you
to have a motion
to
do that.
If there's a...
Well, just something to do something.
Well,
I don't care.
I mean, we can
motion something. Make some decision, Mr. President.
I'm telling you to do it.
Was there a motion on the floor?
We got a motion on the floor, a second, but you want to just...
I would.
If there's a motion on the floor or the second, I think you have to vote on it.
No, they withdraw if they want. I mean,
well, unless he withdraws you'd need to vote on it.
That's fine, but we are going to do something, right? You've been directed to do the same thing we were making a motion on. Okay.
That's correct.
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't care.
Right.
You're wearing me out.
With that grant request.
You're just wearing me out. You're just so slow.
Let's do something for Mr. Cole, even if it's not right.
Give
that's some
exactly
money.
Right,
let's get some money away, Mr. Cole. Come on. Get some Mr. Cole away.
Exactly.
We only have two grant requests tonight. The first one's Philadelphia Shelter Transitional Home.
Go ahead, let's try that again, please.
The Philadelphia Shelter Transitional Home, they're located in Ellendale. They're transitional housing for homeless.
Where's the money go?
I think that's Mr. Jones.
It goes to provide shelter.
But where is it? Do they have a local address?
I'll take it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Their home's in Ellendale.
Youth activity.
They're people that are in transition between.
People in transition.
But have they been around a while? I mean, who are
20 years.
They've been in Ellendale?
Yes, it is. I'm quite familiar with it. Community.
You're quite familiar with it.
Yes.
Yeah, community.
Local. They're local.
That makes it okay, then.
Community reinvestment funding.
He's giving the cash, obviously.
It's taxpayers'
it's
money.
For operating the facility.
Forget that.
It's for everyone all over Sussex County, correct?
Correct.
So it should be from everybody, really. But
right.
not the Philadelphia.
Anybody can use his home.
Anybody in Sussex County can use his home. Do you all want to participate? We did it four times last week. I had to participate with you all.
Well, you play well, but you play
well. You want? You want to give 1,000?
Yeah, we'll make a motion to give 1,000.
Second.
That ain't what I ask. I'll burn you later on, buddy. Community reinvestment funding of mine.
And how much, Mr.
How Thomas? Much?
He said $1,000.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Cole, to give $1,000 from Rogers Community Reinvestment Funding for the Philadelphia Shelter Transitional Home. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
This is Mr. Jones, solely.
The community, Sussex Community Swim Team.
I think that's all. I'll make $100 for each of us.
No, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Is that correct, Susan?
We have
Listen,
done.
Listen, down where I live, we swim in the ocean. Doesn't cost a thing.
You don't swim. You don't swim. You don't swim in chlorine water.
It doesn't.
We're
going to
put a tag on all.
No, they don't go there.
We have done youth activity grants, $100 each.
That's a youth activity.
Oh, and that's
all over the county.
Oh man, show me one. Second.
Give them the paperwork. So you tell them check earlier.
Youth activity.
Show up on time.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones. The youth activity, $100 each for the Sussex County Swim Team. Questions, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Duke.
Yes.
Was that right, George? Thank you.
Additional business before council.
Kramer.
Additional business before council. Come forward, state your name, address, and what your business is, please.
Keep your decimals earlier.
Keep your decimals at 40, please.
Mr. Carson said
decimals at 40.
Yeah, you should. My name is Dan Kramer. You should have been here when he was here.
I met him in the hallway.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Did the turkey have anything to say worth it, then, didn't it, Squat?
He's glad you're here.
I bet he did. Cole, when are you going to get a brain?
What am I going to
thank you.
Get a brain.
Thank you. This
Mr. Kramer, I got something for Dan. Come up back up here for a minute, please, up there.
On. We can tell you. You're late anyway.
Birthday
okay,
card.
Never mind, I understand.
Now, I got this special, you know, because we looked up and, you know, a year ago was dirt, just like everybody else here up here. And now, I don't want you to open this card in public.
You don't?
No.
Must be pretty bad.
It is pretty bad. And it was given to me by a dear friend that knows you,
mm-hmm.
and it says it fits you perfectly. I've read it, and it does. So happy birthday from the council.
They passed a hat for money, Dan. If there's no money in it.
I don't need your money.
Well, we didn't. There wasn't any.
I wouldn't want yours.
We're going to raise your taxes because you're
But that's exactly where it's going to go. It'd be brought back to help pay for your turkeys.
Oh, my God.
With that, do we have a need for...
Wait.
Go ahead. Yes, sir. Let's see. I'm sorry.
Mr. President and County Council, my name is Chris Balt. B-A-L-D-T, and I'm from the Long Neck area, and I've got two issues to discuss. One is a personal and one is a community issue. And I'll try to make this as quick as possible because it's basically been about a year and a half ordeal that my family and I have been going through with a local neighborhood and not a local developer. In July of 2005, my wife and I signed a contract to purchase a home at the Peninsula at Long Neck and gave them a 10% deposit for purchase of the home. 2 weeks prior to settlement, I got a call from the Peninsula stating that the homes with the way they were designed and the setbacks with specifically the roof overhangs encroached. Maybe you guys may be a little aware of this, into the fire separation distance.
You got a wide eave, right?
Correct. There were 3-foot eaves. And right. So the proposed change that was given to me and my family through the building code enforcement office indicated that they were going to cut a portion of the roof off and fire rate it. And when they were doing that, they were going to have to make some other structural changes concerning ventilation, soffit closing, things like that. The first thing I did was I called the office down the hall, and I actually got to speak with a nice gentleman there, and he told me what was going on in the details and stuff like that. I actually then spoke with the actual individual inspector who works for the county and discuss the problem at great detail. You know, we, you know, my family and I made the decision that we didn't have enough information to move forward with a purchase on the house because it was still a concern as a fire violation. We asked the builder on numerous occasions to provide us with the inspection reports, the re-inspection reports that this was a safe unit. I also contacted the county, and I did the same. I came in person a number of occasions and asked for those reports. I also did a formal Freedom of Information Act request, and I still had never got those reports. Subsequently, we got to the point 2 weeks before the proposed settlement that the neighborhood who actually owns the mortgage company pulled my mortgage money back. So I couldn't go to settlement anyway. And they still had not proven and shown me that the house was fixed. So we've been locked in this battle for the last year and a half, and I've spent $20,000 in legal fees with a company from McLean, Virginia, that refuses to deal with the Sussex County residents in any other way than just stall tactics and put things off. So right now, what we're looking at is they sold the home to somebody else, and I never released them from the sales agreement. There's four main decisions why I couldn't buy the house. One, there was a building code problem, and the building code officer gave a code modification. My real estate agent said, if a home has a code modification, it's a tougher resale. And that was one of the things we all look for when we buy properties down here, that it's going to be an easy resale. Two, they couldn't give me guarantee that the property was safe. You know, and three, you know, they pulled my money back. Once we started looking into this issue, we then found there was ventilation problems. We then started to find other problems associated with the neighborhood. We found structural problems. We found they found problems with the what do they call that, settling of the property. We found other types of violations, and this whole thing has just been snowballing from the get-go. So, you know, we're at a point right now that, you know, we no longer have an attorney involved. The neighborhood has reconveyed the house to somebody else, and we just said, why don't you just give our money back? And they're not willing to negotiate with Sussex County residents. And they said, you want to negotiate with us, you've got to come to our home, which is in McLean, Virginia. So they make all the Sussex County folks go to their home base to negotiate.
You talk about the peninsula now.
I am.
Okay.
Miller and Smith. Right. One of the problems that we had was, you know, when I had to let go of my last attorney after I'd spent $10,000, she said, I need two attorneys, me and another attorney to go down for 2 days. $600 an hour for 2 days plus expenses. I'm $100,000 into this, you know, basically most of my life savings. And I can't believe that the county doesn't have steps in place to make sure that homeowners can get those inspection reports when they need, when they have these type of disputes. And I'm not sure this is the venue for that, but, you know, we're down a road that's gone way too far. In April, we theoretically have a hearing in Washington, D.C. I still don't have any inspection reports. There is a complete vacuum of information from my side.
What you're looking for is a report saying that the violations have been corrected or that what's
correct.
Happened. In other words, there's violations, but then
correct.
Nothing after that?
Correct. And neither the county or the builder has ever been able to show me that these were made. When I asked the county officials, they said, of course they were made. And I said, well, give me I'd like to see the piece of paper. Yes.
Did you file a Freedom of Information request?
I filed two requests, sir, yes.
Well, maybe the appropriate thing to do now that you've identified your issue is allow the county to look into this and see when they were filed and if they were responded to, when they were responded to, if they weren't, why they weren't responded to. But aside from that, I don't know that council can address the broader legal issues. We're not a court.
I certainly understand that, but you have companies coming into Sussex County doing business, making money, and taking advantage of what I see of the local.
But you mentioned one thing that would, a clause that would require arbitration to be held at the company, the seller's main office. That's through the sales agreement.
I understand that.
A lot of fine print and sales agreements, but buyers need to really be aware of what all that means when they sign a sales contract.
I completely understand it, and we have requested the county two times on the Freedom of Information Act, and neither time.
How long ago?
This is within 8 months ago, and I have the actual here. I actually would have those requests at my.
Can we get a copy of that?
Yeah, I can get those too. Yeah, I can get those too.
You never got from the county. You asked for. What'd you ask for from the county?
You know, specifically, I wanted to have the inspection report.
To see that they've been corrected.
Number one, that what the problem essentially was, because I still was a little unclear, and that the problems were fixed. And I never got that. And because I didn't get it from the county officials, I couldn't make an informed decision to move forward with the purchase of a house.
David, do you know when somebody, we issue a violation to a builder, right? Somebody's obviously has gone out and said, yes, this is a violation. Does anybody ever go back and say that, or do we just receive something from the builder and says he's fixed it? Or, I mean, what is the process? Is there a process?
Yeah, we would go back. The inspector would go back.
So there should be reports is what he's.
Yeah, and we will research and try to find
that. They obviously got a CO because they sold the house.
They sold the house.
They had to get it fixed. They had to be fixed.
Right. Yeah.
But there should be an inspection report. And there should be
the issue was with the county was strictly setbacks. If I met, because I remember I was down there and I heard about this problem. And I went and looked at it. There was two houses side by side.
There's 27 or 30 homes with that individual problem.
Right.
So we had 20 or 30 violations. You're saying, Finley?
No. I'm just saying I heard about. I'll apologize. I don't know if it was your particular house, but there was the with the eaves.
Mm-hmm.
Did a property owner ask you to come down, or did the developer?
No, neither one.
You were just out riding around one day and thought you
stopped
it?
No, I was actually looking at their homes.
I remember hearing about it.
In violation?
Because Mr. Stickles had told me that I told him I was going down, and he said that there was this problem down there, and I said I would look at it.
So does the county have those forms that they inspect homes and they re-inspect homes, or do they not? That's been my problem all along.
There's even what violation.
What we need to see.
Yeah, I know that my attorney sent that information to you specifically with a CC. And I can get all those things for you, Mr. Griffin. That's no problem.
Yeah, your concern we can is for follow the future. Up on it.
For the future.
You've lost your money already. That'd be a civil matter to get it back.
That is could definitely be a civil matter. But, you know, there's a number of people who are running through the same thing. They've given some people their money back, and some people are not. But I think if there was some real clear guidance in it with the
county. There's 30-some violations. There should be a clear record that these violations were either waived, we thought that they weren't a bad violation, and it was okay, and let them go. Somehow they got COs for all these houses. So they're either a violation or not a violation. There's got to be either a correction or, I guess,
a formal amendment every violation.
Yes.
If you, a formal every violation.
Yes. If you could provide us that information, follow up and let you know what
you
happened.
You want him to bring it to your office first, Dave? Is that
that's fine. Or I can make a copy of it right now.
You had a second concern for your community, you said. You had two concerns.
Once again, there's, you know, when they convey a home from one person to the next, and they, when a builder builds a home and knows their problem with one person, how does the county make sure that they continue on with informing the person behind there that the house has a problem or not? One of the things in the seller disclosure forms are, is there fire-rated plywood? Has there been modifications made? These are not public records. These are records that are held between real estate agent and buyer. I think that they should be within a file so that someone could come and say, wait a minute, you know, 5 years ago there was a problem, but now someone missed it on the check sheet, and now I don't know. There was a you know what I mean, those kind of things, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. No. There is informs. I mean, everything gets done. There's checks and balances.
I'm sure.
But he just can't get it.
I don't know why you're not getting it.
He would just like to see it.
That's the thing.
Let me ask you this. If you would have you asked to see these, if the violations were corrected, if you have been were convinced that they were corrected and saw proof of it, you would have proceeded with
absolutely.
You'd have bought the house.
No
question.
But
you were concerned that
no question.
There's still that safety hazard was existing.
That was
no correction.
Absolutely. And the,
until you saw proof of it.
Like I said, I was not able to go out to the neighborhood. Okay.
Is there litigation pending in this matter?
I'm going to be in arbitration representing myself in April.
Okay. So there still is litigation
potential,
pending.
Unless we can somehow come around, work this out.
Okay. Sir, would you give the lady there your address? I got your name and long
sure.
neck, but give her your address. Just give me that.
34298 Harbor South, Millsboro.
Harbor
South, Millsboro.
H-A-R-B-O-R?
Correct, Millsboro.
Anything else?
No, thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you for coming down.
Thanks for coming.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Any additional business before council from anyone in the audience? Any additional business? With that, we will move on to our 7:30 appointment, which we're 50 minutes late. We have two public hearings this evening from the planning zoning. Conditional use number 1670, Philip D. Murray and Becky L. Murray was our first one. This is a public hearing, at which time this will be conducted by our legal counsel. I'll have Mr. Griffith explain the proceedings.